Today we're looking at a novel by a British author by the name of Simon Scarrow. It's called Blackout, and briefly you were telling me off air that it's a departure from what most people would know him for.
Yes, that's right, Martin. Simon Scarrow is a very, very highly regarded historical thriller writer whose previous work, and he's got a big body of work, have been books on ancient Rome, ancient Greece, ancient England. And this book is set in Germany during the Second World War, and it's a crime novel set in Berlin, and it's a really, really interesting story. I haven't read it completely myself yet. I've just been looking at parts of it and I've been reading a bit of trade literature on it and its release. And it's a story about, a criminal inspector in the German equivalent of what we would call CID here in Australia or in England, and he has to investigate some crimes that are conducted in Berlin at the start of the Second World War. And I think the really intriguing part of this story is having to solve the crime but not upset
the military,
the hierarchy of the Nazi Party.
Mm.
And this is a theme that has been touched on by another English author, Philip Kerr. He did a sensational series of books featuring a detective by the name of Bernie Gunter, who I've read a number of Philip Kerr's books, and they were sensational. Now, if Simon Scarrow has put together a book as good as any of Philip Kerr's books, you are going to have a really, really interesting read.
Well, you mentioned that he was a historical thriller writer. He still is. It's just not as far back as some of his earlier works.
No, that's right. I mean, instead of going back into ancient history, he's doing something that is very much, relatively speaking, modern history. And he certainly has the runs on the board in terms of his ability to do fantastic historical research to base his novels around. And that is evidenced in this book, because in getting ready for this afternoon's chat, I was having a look at the back of the book, and he's got a couple of chapters giving you background as to both the nature of the hierarchical setup of the German police service during the Second World War, which is quite interesting in its own right.
Yeah.
And then also he's looked at just some of the societal differences in Germany, contrasting it with England, the way people relate and conduct themselves both in a private vein or in a business vein. And so Simon Scarrow, he obviously works very hard to get those finer details correct.
Yeah, there's a series on SBS called SSGB. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but it takes the scenario that the Germans won the Battle of Britain and they invaded Britain and they took over, and it's actually centred around a London police inspector that, again, has to go around and investigate without treading on the toes of the military. It sounds very similar.
Yeah, very, very similar style of thing too. That series, SSGB, I'm familiar with the original book that it was based on, one of Len Dayton's works. And again, this whole idea of solving the crime, but
one hand tied behind your back, more or less.
Yeah, being very careful along the way to just make sure that you didn't upset someone that might... Well, in the case of the central character in Simon Scarrow's new book, if he upsets the wrong people, he's going to be packed off to the Eastern Front very quickly.
Yeah.
And not a pleasant thought.
Probably never to be seen again, disappear without a trace.
That's right. There'd be something like that, very much.
Oh, well, the regime, of course, had a reputation for doing that. Sounds like a fascinating story, and it's not a total work of fiction when you background it there by saying that, some of it is based on fact.
Well, he's certainly done the research into, the structures of the Nazi Party and the police service, both before the Second World War, or before the Nazi Party came to power, and then how the police force changed once the Nazi Party came into power, and how that affected the conduct of the civilian society in Germany during that that war footing.
Well, a lot of the police power was taken away by the SS, wasn't it?
That's right. Mm. And Simon Scarrow, that theme runs through the story about the relative change of who looks after this. Do we give it to the local police, or is it something that the SS or the Gestapo look after? Mm. And that runs through this story as well. Yeah. Yes.
Sounds like a great read. Thank you for sharing that with us today, Tim. Really appreciate it.
Very good. Thanks, Martin.